This is the podcast for our page for a website.
Hey, dude, shut up. This is our new podcast. I'm going to dial the number we're calling Weight Watchers and Julian Stark.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You there?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Bible Total Fitness. Bukari speaking. I'm helping you.
Yeah, I've been really scared of losing weight lately. And I saw your commercials, and I was wondering if I can get some help.
Get some help?
To lose some weight.
Okay, can I place your hold for a second?
Yes.
Can I help you?
Hello?
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 Can I help you?
Yeah, I was wondering. I'm overweight. I was wondering if your programs could help me lose weight.
Absolutely. My name is Rick. What's your name?
Michael.
Michael?
Yeah.
I'm Michael. Now, are you calling for yourself or for your other friend?
I'm just asking questions. I don't want to get into anything permanent, but I'm, like, very overweight. And, I mean, you know, I'm just looking at a few programs in the area, and I was just wondering what you guys could offer to help me stop being a fat ass and get off my feet, you know?
Right, definitely. We have a wide variety of cardiovascular equipment, bikes, treadmills, elliptical machines. We have some advanced training equipment. We have your free weights, Nautilus, hammer strength equipment. We also have aerobics classes, group exercise classes, all different types of classes, step classes. Do you like group exercise classes?
I don't know. I've never done it.
Never done them?
I'm really fat.
Okay. Well, I definitely recommend some of the classes. They can keep it fun for you. We have some cardio classes and some resistance classes, a nice variety of things here for you. How's your eating habits?
I eat a lot.
You eat a lot?
Yeah. Do you have a buffet?
Okay. Well, we have, one of the things that we do for you is our personal training program focuses on nutrition and exercise to get you where you want to be.
Okay.
So we'll help you to just work on your nutrition and
you
get some of the different things.
Do you guys have liposuction?
No, we don't have that.
How come?
We don't offer that. Now, what I'd like to do is invite you into the club so you can get a feel for what we have, try some of the equipment, see if you like it. Then if you like it, we can go over the different programs and show you how we can help you to see some results.
Well, how about this, my friend? I'm going to go think about it over dinner and compare some other prices.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go out to dinner again.
Okay.
And then I'll call you back.
That sounds wonderful.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, right now we're going to call Glenside Glass in Glenside. Yeah, yep. I really don't know where.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're doing.
No, you're doing. All
right?
No, you're doing.
No, you.
Thank you for calling Glenside Glass Company. Please hold while you are transferred to an available sales representative. Glenside Glass.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can I help you?
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
I was just wondering, I have a crazy idea. Is there a possibility that I could build a shed out of, like, very thick fiberglass?
A shed out of thick fiberglass?
Yes.
I wouldn't recommend it. You mean like a plexiglass?
Yes, something very hard, like wind-resistant and resistant.
I wouldn't recommend it. It does not weather very well.
So you will build it?
No, we probably would not.
All right, so I'll see you here tomorrow morning at 4, buddy.
Say what?
See you here tomorrow morning at 4.
See you there.
Bye.
Tomorrow morning at 4.
All right, Ian's calling a lead place.
You there?
Yes.
Lead place, dude.
That helped
it that
day. Who's done?
Tech. Hello?
Hello?
I found you in the phone book. You sell lead.
What was that?
You sell lead.
We do lead inspections.
What's that mean?
We do inspections for lead paint.
What's that? What do you mean by that? You mean like you check my house to make sure it's safe?
Yeah.
Okay, so is my house safe?
But we'd have to test it.
Oh, I see. I understand.
Yeah. We'll have to check to see if there's light paint.
How is this done?
We use an X-ray fluorescence analyzer. We test.
Sure. Can I get high off the lead?
No.
How come? Hello?
Alright, we're gonna call the Game and Hobby place in Abington.
Abington, Cameron speaking. Can I help you?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, do you guys have Warhammer tournaments?
No, we don't.
Do you guys have, do you have Magic?
Yes.
Do you have tournaments?
We have a league, 7 o'clock Friday nights.
Is it, professional?
No, it's friendly.
What?
It's friendly.
Friendly? I have a pretty, badass deck.
We try to keep it friendly.
I get a little violent when I play.
The league's probably not the best idea for you.
How come?
Like I said, we try to keep it friendly.
What other games do you guys have? I mean, I'll kick people's asses with Magic. I was just wondering what else I can kick their asses in, you know?
We're a pretty friendly store, so.
Alright. I guess I'll have to try another store that will let me kick their ass.
Yep.
I'll see you later.
Alright,
peace.
Hello?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Race Place Hobbies.
Nice.
Hello?
Hello, Race Place.
Well, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
I was just wondering. I have a train, a model train at home.
Uh-huh.
And, I was just wondering. Do you guys have paint? Do, touch up the,
We don't do anything with trains anymore.
Why are you called Race Place?
Because we're a full-service hobby shop.
Oh.
There's more to hobby than just trains, but we used to do those. We just don't get into those scales anymore. I can give you a number of a shop in town could help you.
No. Hello?
Yes. I can give you the name of a shop in town could help you.
No.
Okay, is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah.
And what's that?
Do you have trains?
No, I just told you we do not carry trains anymore.
Is there a number you could give me that does?
Yes, if you have a pencil, I'm ready to give you a number.
Hold on! Alright, roll.
215?
Hold on! Go.
538?
Okay.
0501.
You guys have trains.
No, sir, I'm sorry, we don't. You have a nice holiday now, okay?
No. I don't have...
That was really good.
You there?
Yo, what is this?
It's a practitioner. I'm going to ask them if they do video. Hello? Hello?
Dr. Posner's office.
Hi, I was just looking through the yellow book, and I saw that you guys are a holistic place. What exactly do you do here? I'm not too familiar with the term holistic.
Yeah, actually, first of all, holistic is a very distinct discipline, and it's not just what he does. What he did. Our office has closed. I hate to tell you, but he's wonderful, probably, for what you want, because he was...
How do you know what I want?
I don't know, but for most people, his first approach to healing is through nutrition and supplements.
Oh, okay. So you guys do, homeopath?
Well, see, homeopathic is very distinct discipline, and it's certain herbs, and it's certain preparations for certain things, you know.
Mm.
But his And he has been trained as a homeopathist, so he could...
Oh.
Yeah, so he could do that if he wanted okay. that discipline.
Oh, okay, that's cool. All right, so could you tell me a little bit more about this guy?
I could, except that he's, like I said, our office has closed down. He's not coming back to practice.
So you're just going to leave a customer
hanging? I know, it's awful. All
right, well, do you mind, Hello? Alright, yeah. Maybe I'll call back tomorrow. What time do you open?
No, I'm sorry. Dr. Posner has retired.
Oh my God.
That's what I mean. He left this last week.
Oh my God.
It's a recent development.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's terrible.
No, and
he's, oh my God.
He was trained in Chinese medicine.
Oh my God.
And Ayurvedic medicine.
Did he hop the border?
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he actually became very ill himself.
Oh, he did.
Stop, yeah.
Isn't he a doctor?
I know. He thought it was so ironic, but
yeah.
It's pancreatic cancer.
Oh my God. Well, no. You can wish him that he feels better.
Thank you.
What's your name?
It's Misako.
What?
Misako.
What?
It's M-I-S-A-K-O.
Isn't that a car?
No, I think it's a Miata.
Oh, huh. I'm sorry. I make silly mistakes often.
Well, some people think it's Crystal.
Oh, my God.
Like Picasso.
Idiot. Oh, my God.
And I've been called Mosquito, too.
Idiot.
Okay, I need to go.
Idiot. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Good luck to you in your search for
a I want to see
yes.
the
yes.
I need to go.
Crap, it
okay,
work.
Bye-bye.
It doesn't work. It's a
bye-bye.
Crap, it doesn't work.
Dude, did you hear the soundboard?
Yeah, what was that?
That was